You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Pashas Tetzaveh, very briefly as an introduction, we're going to have to greatly condense many of the concepts in this shiur to enable us to cover them, but I strongly urge all those people who want to derive maximum benefit for this shiur to try to look up the Mara Mekoyim as the source material so that you can get a greater appreciation to these ideas, which unfortunately we're restricted time-wise to be able to do total justice to. Parshas Tetzaveh is a companion parsha to Parshas Truma, and these two parshas come after Yisra and Mishpatim, both of which talk about Kabbalah Satorah. And as a result of Kabbalah Satorah, Klal Yisrael was able to interface with the Rabbeinu Shlilim in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Klal Yisrael, V'asali Migdash V'shachamti B'soichem, something that really should have been an impossibility in the physical world. The essence of the Shekhinah could rest in Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan, and subsequently in the Beis HaMikdash. And after that, subsequently in all of our Mekayimus HaKadoshim, there is an essence of the Rabbeinu Shalom which we refer to as the Shekhinah, and the instructions as given in Truma and Tetzaveh relate to the building of this Mikdash, which refer to these physical components which under direction of Kodesh Baruch Hu as given to Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael is a prerequisite for the essence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, to rest in Klal Yisrael. And this shiur is focusing on a Sefer Pnei David written by the Chidah that does a deep Kabbalah analysis of many elements of how the essence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is not possible for human beings to comprehend, of how they could exist in the physical world. And much of this depends upon Klal Yisrael being on a very high spiritual level, especially the Midah of Hanava. We think of Hanava as humility, which is a nice personality trait. But from this Torah, we will see that Hanava is something way bigger than that. And in the words of Ikro Elecha, Shem and Zay Zoch, Kosis Lama'oya, Lahalis Ner Tomid, it gives us hidden instruction of the importance of humility and how it facilitates how a human being, and specifically Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, could achieve this incredible monumental gift that a Kodesh Baruch Hu rests physically in a Mokum Kodesh that we create. And among the words that he says, V'yikru Elecha, Shiyikru Midasecha Sha'ata Onav B'yoyser, a primary prerequisite that a human being has to be an Onav B'yoyser to able to interface with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And these are alluded to Shem and Zay Zoch because in some way, as we will say very briefly shortly, the Rabbeinu Shalom himself refers to himself as an Onav. And for us to be able to interface the Rabbeinu Shalom, we have to minimize to the greatest extent possible our yesh, as the Chazal call it. And we have to personify the Midah of Anava. And the greatest personification of the Midah Anava was Moshe Rabbeinu, who was called Onav Mikol Adam, the greatest Onav who ever lived. And that allowed him to have this unique relationship to interface with Rabbeinu Shalom Peh El Peh, some sort of communication that no one before or no one after was able to achieve, specifically because he was Onav Mikol Adam. And that's the nature of the compliment that he was given, that he was Onav Mikol Adam. And there are a number of other svarim that I would like to quote, however briefly, that touch upon the significance of this Midah of Anava. And the first one I'm welcome I'd like to quote is the Sefer Emek HaMelech, a very deep Kabbalah Sefer in his Hagdama. He was a Talmud of the Arizal. And when he talks about the Midas Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Mukach shekesar Anova oilal kol ha-midas u-mitzvahs ha-muras b'toyro. All of the Midas and the mitzvahs in the entire Torah are supposed to try to help us to come to this Midah of Anova, which is the highest Midah. Shehu oisiyas onov hei. Anova spells the letters, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is an Anova. And he says that the chet of Adam HaRishon was, some part of it had to do with the fact that in his unique relationship as the first human being, he was not an Onav, and that caused the destruction of the world as per the revelation that we see in the story in Bereshit. And as per these Yesodis we have seen from the Sefer Emek HaMelech, we can understand the piece that we say in Vayitin Lecha on Motzei Shabbos, b'chol mokam atamoyse gedulose sham motza in v'sanusoi, that in the tefillah we see that there is an inyan of the anova of the Rabbeinu Shalom kiviyochel himself, although it is beyond our understanding. And the fact of the matter is that the Mamloyes mentions that this that in Pirkei Avos says that we should be Mo'oid Mo'oid Ishval Ruach, that Mo'oid, the letters Mo'oid, talk about the three greatest Baalei Anova who lived, Moshe, Avram, and David. Moshe was the greatest Baalei Anova because he said that he's no one, he had no essence of self. Avram Avinu was a little bit more. He said, Anochi Ofa Ve'efa. Avram said he was some kind of substance, but it wasn't even a chai, it wasn't even something alive. It was dust and ash. And David HaMelech was the third greatest Anov because he said, Anochi Taylas V'loyish. He compared himself to the smallest creature which God created, which was the worm, which already was a Baal Chai. But these three are the paradigms of Anova. And if we want to be an Anov, we should think about these extreme examples. And it's interesting because Avraham Avinu was the first of the Avos, and he reached his Madrega because of his Anova, the Chazal say. Because next to Moshe, he was the greatest Baal Anova who ever existed. And I also want to make mention of the Sefer Shevet Musa, which spends an incredible amount of space in his Sefer about Anova, but I want to have a specific quote to bring forward. In Perek Chof Zayin, Ois Yurches, he says, how far someone should strive specifically in Limud HaTorah. He gives witness. He says, V'ani kois meid olai shamayim v'oret sh'roiv ma sh'chanani Hashem l'chadish b'Torah. Most of the Torah that he, the Shevet Musa, was able to bring to Klal Yisrael was specifically when he learnt in places which were inhabited by poor people, people of humble demeanor. He bavadav mekoymus elu shchina shreiro mesayeya laodom lahovenu lachadish b'toira. That if somebody really wants to strive to be ba'anova, he should seek companionship and the company of people of humility, and that's where he, the Shevet Musa, was able to achieve and to create the Torah that he created. So this is something which not only people of transcendent power have to try to do, like Moshe and Avram and David, but every human being. And the Panim Yafis actually in Parshas Korach, when Korach came and presented himself to Moshe and asked him why he was being haughty, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Hamat Mikem. Is, now, which is commonly translated as, is it a small thing that you're Shevet Levi? But the Panim Yafis says a different spin. He says, Amat Mikem, make yourselves more humble. You want the job, Korach, of Aaron HaKohen, the qualification of high office, like Aaron HaKohen, being Kohen Gadol is contingent on making yourself humble. And with all your Torah, and the Chazal say that he had a tremendous amount of Torah, Korach, but it didn't help him. And to the contrary, he was swallowed up alive because Moshe Rabbeinu said he was sinning with a lack of humility. Aaron, ki mahu, ki solinu alav. Aaron had no essence. He was almost like Moshe Rabbeinu because of his transcendent humility. This is what the Panim Yafis says. And if somebody looks in the Likutei Yehuda in Parshas Vayikra, the first word in Vayikra, the little aleph of Vayikra, talks about, Rashi explains, that Moshe Rabbeinu made that aleph small to indicate how small a person he was. And he says that the letter aleph, aleph lamed pei, can be rearranged in sequence where it turns into pei lamed aleph, which is pella, that if somebody holds himself like Moshe Rabbeinu, tries to transcend his yesh, his feeling of importance, if he reaches the letter of aleph, then there's no limitation in the physical world. There's nothing that can stand in his way. He can break all the laws of the physical world and do all kinds of mofsim because he is on this level of letter aleph, little letter of aleph. And that indicates not only the koyach of Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu had, that he brought the whole Torah to Klal Yisrael, but it also was the power that Moshe Rabbeinu could do all the miracles which he achieved. And that's what the last Sukkim and the Torah talk about, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest person who did Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satoirah and everything that happened in the Midbar. So this also is an illumination of what Anova can achieve. And I'd like to end going back to another mimer of the Kiddah in Parshas Nitzavim, which we always learn before Rosh Hashanah. And as we have articulated in our Shurim in Rosh Hashanah, that the psukim in those parshas right before Yom Neroyim are keys to help us in our quest for tshuva every year. And one of the psukim there in Nitzavim is Korev Alecha Adova Me'oid, and this is the Me'oid we talked about a few moments ago. It alludes to trying to connect to this very high level of Anova, which is personified by Moshe, Avram, and David. Ki Korev Alecha Adova Me'oid. And if somebody has this midah of Anova, then no matter how badly he sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him. And the worst gezeiros, he says there, in his pirush on that pasuk, in his sefer Nachal Kedumim, the worst gezeiros can be broken if he can truly come to the Rabbeinu Shlom and be contrite in his tshuva. All he has to do is to articulate it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear from his mouth, Kidorav Alecha Ma'oid, Beficha Ubilvavcha La'asoysoy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a result of this tshuva connected to this Anova, will be able to reach the goal of tshuva, which we all must try our best to do at that holy time of the year, before we can, Kodesh Baruch Hu grants us another year of life and prosperity and children. And everything that we've heard so far, we can better understand the beautiful vault that I heard from my grandmother, the Zvila Rebbetzin of Los Angeles, which I believe she said in the name of her grandfather, Reb Shlomka Lizvila, Swissa Yogan Aleinu. The Gemara Masechta Soita mentions that Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot be in the same place as Gasei Ruach, as a Bal Gaiva. Ein ani v'hu yochol lidor b'mokom achas. Kodesh Baruch Hu says he cannot dwell in the same place as a Bal Gaiva. And the question is, we don't find such language from the worst Avayonim in the Torah. Not by a murderer, not by a noyef. None of the Averis does it say that Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot rest with such a person, only by a Bal Gaiva. Why is that so? So my grandmother said that the answer is not that the Rabbeinu Shlom can't. The Rabbeinu Shlom can do anything, but the Bal Gaiva does not allow the Rabbeinu Shlom to rest, because he leaves no place for the Rabbeinu Shlom. And that means that for there to be Hashra'as HaShchina, as we've illustrated from the Mar Mekoymus, the aforementioned Shir, that the prerequisite for Hashra'as HaShchina is that we should be able to be a Merkava L'Shchina. We should be able to be a resting place, which is what the Rabbeinu Shlom desires because of his transcendent love for Klal Yisrael. Rabbeisai, we should be Zoicha in the S'chus of the great Tzaddikim who are transcendent Balei Anava. And for our desire to cleave to the Rabbeinu Shlom, who wants to cleave to us, that Abolatayr L'Sayinloi, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will help us grow and do what is in the heart of every Yid, to allow the Rabbeinu Shlom to rest with us, which will bring the ultimate Geula and Hashro'es Hashchina for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.